Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. I'd like to welcome you to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown and invite you to join us today in celebrating revolutionary love. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be singing about it. We're going to be thinking about it. Love is revolutionary by its very nature, and especially when we choose to engage in it for ourselves and for others, even when it doesn't feel like a very nice or appropriate thing to do, perhaps. Love is love is love is love, and we're bringing it forward in very great and wonderful ways. We are a center that celebrates all people. We celebrate you because we know who you are. We know that you are an expression of the divine. The divine is moving through you as you, and therefore we can only celebrate you with all of your differences and your quirks and your characteristics, the things that make you unique and stand out. You are unique, just like everybody else, and we celebrate that. We celebrate that your genetics. We celebrate how you consider yourself sexually. We celebrate your ethnicity, your race, all of those things as being unique and individual and part of various groups within consciousness. So everyone is welcome. Everyone is invited to fully participate as part of the Center for Spiritual Living. We also like to share with you our Declaration of Principle. That is a statement of who we are, what we believe, at least a partial statement of what we believe. So I'll read it and invite you to read along or to read out loud if you prefer. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. And now let's hear from Doug Moody. He is one of our practitioners. He is someone who can work with you using this teaching, using the revolutionary love to help you shift and change your life. And this morning he brings us a message and will lead us in an affirmative prayer. Doug?
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, and good morning, everyone. First off, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I can't imagine what my world would be like without my wonderful mom. So I just want to express gratitude and love and joy to all moms for the beautiful nurturing presence that you have in the world. So revolutionary love. I thought that was a really interesting topic, and I'm really excited to be here this morning celebrating this topic with each and every one of you. The term revolutionary kind of struck me as like, wow, because, you know, we hear about unconditional love. We hear, you know, lots of other different monikers that are attached to the word love, but revolutionary kind of brings about a whole different idea. And so I was kind of trying to wrap my head around it, and I looked up in the Oxford Dictionary, and, you know, when we first think about revolutionary, we think about it primarily in a political sense or a political doctrine sense. But in the Oxford Dictionary, it also says that the term revolutionary is used to describe a situation involving or causing a complete or dramatic change. Wow, shift. So when you apply or imagine a love that can cause a complete or dramatic change, that's powerful. And I found this quote from Ernest Holmes that I thought was very moving. And he says that love is the sole impulse for all creation. And the man who does not have it, the greatest incentive in his life, has never developed the real creative instinct. No one can swing out into the universe without love, for the whole universe is based upon it. So I thought that was very powerful and very moving. And especially in these times that we're facing right now, I think each and every one of us probably has a personal experience where we either have been impacted by this global COVID pandemic. We see what's happening to the poor people in India right now, which is just heart-wrenching to see in the news. We've got, you know, news flashes every day of civil rights struggles and injustice. The whole Black Lives Matter movement, which is, you know, trying to bring equal rights to all people, which is guaranteed in our Constitution. We see, you know, things such as voter suppression, when yet, you know, we also hear in our country that the right to vote is the very soul and heart of democracy, where everyone has a voice. You know, we're also dealing with an economy that seems to be kind of struggling to get restarted as we're trying to emerge from this whole COVID pandemic and, you know, everything that has changed our lives so drastically because of it in the last year, in terms of how we live and how we work, how we get together with loved ones. A lot of changes have happened there. And then we also have, you know, things like with global warming and climate change. And so all of these situations to me kind of bring about the question, what can I give? What can I bring forth into the world that can be revolutionary, that can cause change for good? And again, I go back to that Ernest Holmes quotes, to that Ernest Holmes quote that I shared with you earlier. And it reminds me that when we put love behind everything in the center of what we think and say and do, then anything is possible. All things are possible. So I wanted to just take some time today. We all have challenges that we're facing, and those challenges can also be opportunities. And sometimes we may need a little bit of help or guidance in terms of getting through those challenges and situations. Sometimes we may be a little bit afraid, or maybe just lack a little bit of courage that needs to help push us through. If you ever feel this way and are confronted with a challenge in your life, I encourage you to reach out to our wonderful staff of practitioners here at the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta, because we've got some really wonderful practitioners who are so well schooled in this teaching and have been living and demonstrating this teaching for many, many years, for decades. So you can find how to get in touch with practitioners if needed on our CSL Midtown Atlanta website. And I encourage you to reach out to them, because you'll be in great hands with any of them. Talk to them. That's what we're here for. We're here to help and support you along your journey. And we're not going to solve your problem for you, but we're going to gently nudge you and bring you along the way, so that all healing is basically a revelation that comes from within. And we're here to help you discover that. So if you'll now join me, I'm going to go into an affirmative prayer. I'm going to say this in the first person and ask you to accept what resonates with you. And if something doesn't resonate with you, just let it go on. And so if you would, please get comfortable in your chairs, in your seats, and just relax. I want you to uncross all arms and legs and just be open and relaxed and free. I'm going to say this in the first person, this affirmative prayer, and let's just know this together. There's only one power, one infinite intelligence, one divine presence operating throughout the universe, operating through me and each and every person present right here, right now, and always. It's that cosmic something that is always nudging us forward to a greater and greater truth in our lives. I recognize that I am one with this infinite power and presence, because it is always within me and within each. All I have to do is simply recognize it and call it forth. And when I do, the whole power of creation opens up for my use to make the world a better place. I am one with this power now and always, and so are each and every person present. Today, I claim divine revolutionary love for myself and for all, knowing that the power of love exists within each and every one of us. All we have to do is simply call it forth, recognize its presence, and let its power flow out into the world through us. I know that I am divinely guided. I claim divine right action, divine courage, divine wisdom guiding me in each, every step forward, facing any challenge or opportunity that comes my way. And because of this, I have the confidence and the courage to transcend any challenge with ease, beauty, grace, and love. And the world is better for it. I am so grateful for this teaching. I'm so grateful for this divine presence that is always within me and each. I'm so grateful for the Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta, this wonderful community that provides this spiritual support that reminds us of our truth and allows us to make the world a better place by making our lives more rich each and every second of every day. I'm grateful for Dr. Bob Dean, for Reverend Robert Brzezinski, who with his streaming service is allowing us to reach out even beyond the realms of Atlanta to all people who seek a higher truth. I'm grateful for our staff, everyone who makes this center so wonderful. And knowing this, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. And I simply say, and so it is. Thank you. And now I have a special video that I found when I search for music each week to present and use in our celebrations each Sunday. I just love the challenge of the theme and finding perfect music. And when I was searching for songs this week, I found on the Empower website where we draw our music recordings from and have our membership with, that there were over 28 pages of songs about love, all various aspects of love. So I had to go through 28 pages of love songs, and it was pretty overwhelming and wonderful all at the same time. But I got the idea in going through these songs about a song that I recall. I was a little kid when it first came out in the mid to late 1960s, but it had just such a powerful message. And I thought, oh my gosh, let me see if I can find that song. And I found a very special video recording of it. It was released following the tragic shootings in an Orlando nightclub in 2016. And again, I think this video demonstrates so perfectly and beautifully the message, how love overcomes all hate, overcomes all obstacles, and makes the world a better place. So please join me in this beautiful celebration of love with this video, What the World Needs Now. And it's done by the Broadway Cares Project. So please enjoy.
For some, but for everyone.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb.
There are oceans and rivers
enough to cross, enough to last,
enough to last till the end of time.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love.
What the world sweet love.
No, not just for some, but for everyone.
Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow.
There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine.
Oh, listen, Lord.
If you want to know.
If you want to know.
But for everyone, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
What
thank you, Doug, both for your treatment and message and for that song. I am always deeply touched by it, especially this version. I remember when it first came out, and I remember how important a message it was then and how important a message it is today. Wow. So happy Mother's Day, mothers. I want to celebrate you. I want to honor you. I want to thank you for all that you do and all that you've given and all that you participate in as mothers, as those who continue the continuation of the race, those who gave us life. I'm often said when for folks who are really having difficulty with their mother relationships, that the thing to be really grateful for and the thing that can get you past all of that is simply the awareness that she gave you life. And that's the greatest gift there is. It's the gift without which there will be very little of, if anything, that you could ever do and be. You'll have to find another way to come in and do that and to do your life, obviously. So thank you, moms. You know, this is a day where for many people, it's a joyous celebration. You're taking her out, or she's being taken out for a brunch or a lunch or treated to breakfast in bed, or all kinds of celebrations that are fun and joyful. And for those who have recently lost their mothers or whose mothers are no longer on this plane of existence, it is a very different story. It's a very different experience. It's sad. It's difficult. For those who've had tumultuous relationships, perhaps, with their mothers, it can be also difficult and painful. And yet, just like the song said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And perhaps what our mothers need is love, sweet love. That goes way beyond any kind of thoughts of deserving or what they did or didn't do or what they did right or wrong. It's a matter of loving. And it's a matter of letting the love, the divine love that is there. You know, it's interesting thing about motherhood that, and by the way, you don't have to be a woman or having given birth to children to be a good mother. There are some of us who are quite good mothers and who have given birth to and nurtured a lot of things and people and ideas and movements that in some ways I think deserve credit as well for motherhood. So if you're one of those, pat yourself on the back, say thank you, receive the love that is being passed around today. But if you are in one of those situations where there is a sense of struggle or trouble around Mother's Day, there's an idea that's part of our philosophy that says that for every experience, everything happening in our lives, everything that we're going through or that's going on, there is a divine, ultimate, absolute expression of it. There's a divine idea of love that is greater and bigger than any individual expression of it. There's a divine idea of joy that far exceeds anything that is apparently going on in the world, right? In the world of joy, no matter how much fun you have, no matter how much joy you bring forward, that joy is really being generated from a greater idea of a universal idea of joy, a universal joy itself, because we are in a divine world, in a world where everything is generated from one power, from one expression. And the same is true for motherhood. There's a divine idea of mother that is coming through every mother, that is coming through everyone who is expressing in that way. And that divine idea is greater than any individual embracing or expression of mother that there is, yours, mine, or anyone else's. And that divine idea is present to some degree in every mother and everyone mothering any experience, anyone nurturing and caring and bringing forward and birthing any kind of experience. That is that infinite that's not limited in any way, except that it's limited through and it's moving through us because we put limits on it. So I would invite you to consider that no matter how much of a struggle your idea of mother is, recognize that, or your experience of mother, recognize that she brought through her the divine idea of mother to whatever degree that she could. And one last thing I'll say about that before I move on, and that is I had a moment about 4 years before my mom made her transition, which is a while back now, where I suddenly thought of her not as my mother. Because when I have her in that role, I see her through a certain lens. But I was in a meditation and I had a vision, and so kind of a visionary moment where I stepped back from seeing her as my mother and saw her as who she is, as I would see her if she were not my mother. It's a great exercise, by the way, to try. And what I saw was an amazing woman who was able to raise two kids from the time they were, well, I was seven and my sister was four, and mother was in her 20s. On her own, took care of us, brought us forward all the way into adulthood, dealt with all of the changes and craziness of the world as it was evolving and shifting, with having had a fairly limited background of world experience, and still walked a huge path. She stretched in her loving to us, for us, not always easily, not always right away. When I came out to her, it took her about a year to talk to me after that. But over time, we really emotionally embraced each other again. So I had this huge appreciation for who she is as a human being. And that has transcended all of whatever other kinds of issues I may have had, my mother issues. You know, we all have some of those, it seems. And if you don't have, talk to a psychologist, they'll help you. And it's a real interesting and meaningful thing to step beyond that. Because in many ways, it's just an illustration of what is a greater truth. And this teaching we call Science of Mind and Spirit, which is the earlier description of it before we were referring to it as Science of Mind. But in Science of Mind and Science of Spirit, there's a belief, there's a philosophy. The philosophy is that if we change our thinking about something, then it will change our life experience of that. If we change how we think about love, if we change how we think about ourselves, if we move out of thinking of ourselves as limited, closed up, shut down, or in some way not what we need to be or should be or think we should be, when we move out of that into a greater idea, seeing ourselves as an expression of the divine, seeing ourselves as individuals who are capable of great love and great power and great goodness and great success and great joy and all of that, then we begin to experience more and more of those things. And you put that together with the theology of this teaching, and it's a theology of oneness. The theology simply means the idea of God. The God idea of our teaching is that there's only one power, one life, one life, not two gods, not two powers, not good versus evil, not, you know, God versus the devil, none of that. Simply that one power expressing through all of us, as all of us. Put that together with change your thinking, and suddenly that power of one is also backed by, as we change our ideas of it, our experience of it changes. And the best name for that one power that moves through us, and Doug read it in his presentation, is love. The Bible says it, for those who are interested in the biblical work, you know, other names for God, but love is the one. God is love, love is God. So if I can do something with that one power moving through me, if I can believe in changing my life by loving my life and loving your life and loving the lives of those people around me, as I change that belief, then I will have the greater experience. You know, I think sometimes the hardest people for us to love are ourselves. I think sometimes we have so much of an inner critic going, blah, 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 blah. Look what you did. Look what you did. Why did you do that? You hesitated when you should have spoken up. You spoke up when you should have been quiet. And on and on and on it goes. And that chatterbox mind, that inner critic, sometimes serves us. Mostly it doesn't. And especially if we translate the work of that inner critic to not being lovable. But see, we have the greatest gift of God being itself as us. How could I not love that? How could I not love the gift of life that's within me? Allow that idea to soak in and to come more and more and more to the front. So revolutionary love is love that changes and is connected to love. Revolutionary love is changing us. It's being willing to launch into a greater idea of ourselves. It's taking the risk of maybe thinking outside the box that we've lived in up until now. Maybe it's the risk of going somewhere different and doing something differently, or staying home and doing something differently. We've all been pushed hard this last year with the changes that have been impressed upon us. And yet now more than ever, there's a need for this revolutionary love. Love that invites change. We used to say, we used to get a lot of volunteers in our center in Philadelphia because we had a building, we had a place, people came in and they helped. And oftentimes when people were between jobs, they would come and offer their gifts there because they had time and they wanted a chance just to be around wonderful, positive thinking people. And we often said to them, be careful, because if you hang out here, you're not going to be the same for very long. Because you're in an atmosphere of love. You're in an atmosphere of being loved, and being loved in that revolutionary love. Love is seeing you in the perfection that you are and seeing you in the goodness that you are and wanting that goodness to express according to your idea of it. Not my idea of it. I don't know what's good for you. You do. But I know that by loving you, I am loving you toward that full expression. That's revolutionary love, because it revolutionizes, it shifts and changes things. We can revolutionarily love each other in a revolutionary way by simply choosing to see always. It's interesting. I used to go to a retreat center a lot, and it's no longer there thanks to forest fire, but over all of the doors in every building was stenciled in very nice script that kind of went with whatever the decor of that building was, that said, choose love or fear, love or fear. See, and that's what we're faced with every moment. And it's an interesting practice to every time you go through a door to choose a vision or choose love or choose something positive, because you can't help it when you see it right there. And it's a really wonderful practice of affirmations. Choose love. And think about it. Think of the things you're afraid of or that you have fear about. Now take that situation or person and just love it. Just love it. And love yourself and love whoever's engaged with it. See, we can only love ourselves as much as we can only love others as much as we love ourselves. We can't love them more. We may try. We may think we are. We may kid ourselves into that. But we really don't. Because it's a reflection. It's a back and forth. So choose love. Don't choose fear. And see how your life, your world, your feelings begin to shift and change. We can change our communities. We can affect all of those things that are going on right now, versions of which have been going on for hundreds of years. Other things that are going on right now are kind of new, that are not to our liking, that are not in line with an understanding of oneness. See, love says that we are one. It also says that we are interconnected and integrated. Integrated for sure, but interdependent is the other part of that. In a world of oneness, we are constantly participating in the lives that we each carry and have, in a way that supports us all. And the irony is, in a belief in oneness, there's no room for me to improve over your loss, for me to be stronger and better because you don't have what you need. Instead, it's the other way around. That's the world of oneness. That's where there's a belief. I mean, it's a world of two-ness. That's where there's a belief in this or that. Good or bad. My good is dependent on you losing something. My superiority is dependent upon your inferiority. But in a world of oneness, there is no inferiority, superiority. Instead, there is love and honoring and respecting one another. In our differences, as well as in our likenesses. Oneness does not mean sameness. Love, loving you, you loving me, us loving each other, does not require us to become alike, to become the same, or to even be loved in a way that is the same. Instead, it allows us the freedom to be our own individual expressions of that one power, and at the same time, honoring and supporting one another's expression. We're all about creating a world that works for everyone. That's our motto for Centers for Spiritual Living. And we are committed to it. We are bringing it forward by our actions. And we bring it forward by our actions for ourselves first, and by our loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, and by loving our communities. And when you can't find something to love about it, find the kindness to at least be kind about it. Listen. I mean, if you hear something, if you hear a few people talking, or you hear things going on that make you want to scream and throw things, instead, listen harder. Listen harder. Listen deeper. Listen to that place behind what they're talking about to see what it is they want and need and what their heart is yearning for. Even if you think the methodologies that they're going after that heartfelt thing are completely erroneous. Go with your heart and then love that desire in them for the good that they can see for themselves. Not for the methodology for getting it. Loving the desire for seeing, for having a greater experience of life. I can always appreciate that in someone else, even if I don't appreciate their idea of how to get it. If their idea of how to get it is by walking over the backs of other people, be that from racism or sexism or any of those isms that we're really finally, as a culture, facing. They've been here all along, but we're finally facing them. And we're finally looking at them and struggling with all that goes on with that. And if you feel the love within you calling you to participate in that conversation or participate in those actions, by all means, do it. At least, if you don't do anything, at least keep the love alive on behalf of the higher good of every person that you think of. And so I invite you to join us in creating a world that works for everyone. I invite you to join us in creating a world that works first for you. In creating a world that works for your family. In creating a world that works for your community. Because you deserve that life and to live in that place. Because you're wonderful. So am I. So it is. So if you will join me for a few moments of meditation and then a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. So we take a deep breath and we settle into our own awareness of ourselves. Breathing in through your nose all the way down into your toes, from the nose to the toes. And another breath, allowing it to be released easily, flowing out. Settling into the peace and the calm that can come simply by breathing and paying attention to our breathing. What a gift. And so in this place, I invite you to consider, is there something or someone or some relationship or some experience that stirs up anxiety or fear in your heart, in your mind, in your body? And if you're aware of that, I invite you to change that fear feeling to love. You don't have to understand how or what to do or anything else. Just decide to love that situation or that person. Decide to allow the divine love that God is to flow through you to that situation, even if you don't emotionally feel it at the time. And so I settle into the awareness that I am an expression of the divine, that you are an expression of the divine, that all there is divine. There's only one power. That means there's one universal field of energy and information that is that in which we live and have our being, and that we move and think and emote and express. And so that one is all there is. And so as I think of this life, and I think of the many people who habitate my life, populate my life, I allow my mind to invite this divine love that is within me and comes through every act and thought of love that I have, ever have had, ever will have. I declare that my mind is open for love. My loving expression is greater and freer than it has ever been. And no matter who or what I think of, I am willing to replace the fear with love. For all of us are simply expressions of the divine trying to find our way through time and space here, having wonderful physical experiences and emotional experiences. And so I celebrate the love that God is as me, the love that God is as you, the love that God is as everything. It is creation itself. So I allow my heart to open, my expressions to become more centered and real. And I recognize, because there is only one power, there's nothing to fight against it or push against it. Me. There's only one. So there truly is only love. And I choose to be the vehicle of that love. And as I gather with that choice, and as I stand in that choice, I feel such gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity to speak. Gratitude for each person on this call who's listening and who's thinking about what they're hearing and agreeing and disagreeing and perhaps being all over the place with it. I am grateful that God has brought life to all of us in order that we might have these conversations. And in that gratitude, I can release this now, knowing it is done, it is complete. I let it be, and so it is. Now let's hear from one of our wonderful board members, who is also very much in the thick of helping us produce this every Sunday morning, Vance Blue.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Reverend Bob, for that wonderful talk this morning on love, motherhood, and that expression of creative expression that we are. And so I'd like to say with that in mind, that interdependence that we all have and share is the sharing that we have for the center, for our financial gifts into the center to promote this idea, to make it go out into the world and make the world a greater place for all of us. And you know, say with me our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate online at cslmedtown.org/donate, or scan a little QR code with your camera and it'll take you directly to the link to donate as well. So I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Bob for the announcements.
All right. So, excuse me. Next, this coming Wednesday, we have quite a few announcements. The first is that our theme for this month is Holy, Holy Uprising. And we are rising up through our love, our revolutionary love. We're rising up through through working and knowing the truth about ourselves and others. It is showing up in everything. Next week, the theme is This Too Is God. I'll be speaking. I'm happy to announce that at the end of this month, the last Sunday, we will have, Reverend, I can't believe this. I am so sorry. I have it written down and I went completely blank and I can't see my piece of paper. I'll come back to it. I'll get it in a minute. And speaking for us, we'll have a really exciting guest minister. And then for this week, on Wednesday, I'm doing the last of the four-part series on worlds of consciousness. And worlds of consciousness, we will also be doing a bit of an assessment that night so that you can get an idea of where you live most of the time, which aspect of consciousness you're spending most of your time in. And I invite you to join us. If you haven't been here for the first three, that's fine. This one will be the wrap-up, and there will be enough review of the others for you to get an idea and participate. Also, this coming Tuesday at noon, we have our spiritual... We have a meeting where you will come together and we will share each other's ideas and thoughts, any needs for treatment, and do a spiritual mind treatment at that time. This is a wonderful experience every Tuesday at noon, and I invite you to join us here on this same Zoom meeting, this same Zoom link. The other thing coming up is that next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we have an adult study group where we discuss this teaching. We discuss a certain book, but you don't need to have read the book to be there. We invite you to be there regardless, no matter what. And in doing that, you are invited to participate at 10 o'clock on our Zoom link, which you'll find on our website, and it will take you right to the right place. So I celebrate you. I appreciate you being here with us. And I'd like to invite you to join me in our closing affirmation, which goes like this. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need. Everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. Have a wonderful week.